parasha is Parashas Behar B'chukosai. We also have Chazak. It's the end of Sefer Vayikra. We'll finish off this week, Baruch Hashem. And we have a big shout out to Shabbos. You're going to hear a lot over Shabbos about the first pasuk in the second parasha. Parashas B'chukosai. I want to share with you a fresh thought that I saw recently that I think is very, very powerful for us regarding our lives, regarding our avodas Hashem. The psukim begin in Bechukosai with the following: Im Bechukosai Telechu, if you follow my ways, if you walk in my chukim, and you keep the mitzvos, like Rashi, like the pasuk says, and you do them, then you'll get brachos. What brachos will you get? You'll get rain in its proper time. The land will give forth its produce. The trees will give forth their fruit. You'll have what you need. You'll eat with a sense of satisfaction, and you'll live peacefully in Eretz Yisrael. Beautiful brachos that you'll have when you come to Eretz Yisrael. And the psukim, in fact, continue with some of the most incredible brachos imaginable. Brachos that, which the Ramban describes, are brachos that never, ever existed yet in this world, and only are going to exist in the times of Mashiach. For example, the very end of this beautiful description, the Torah says, Hashem says, I'm going to walk among you. V'eshalachti b'sochechem. Rashi says, Atayel imachem b'gan Eden. I'm going to take a stroll with you in Gan Eden, Rashi says. And the relationship between us and Hashem is going to be so strong, unimaginable. Rashi says, you're not going to be scared of me. You'll have a sense of mora, but you're not going to be shaken from me. Unbelievable brachos that are described over here. Now the simple way to understand this, fellas, is it's a condition. If this, then that. If you walk in my ways, Rashi says that means if you're amelim b'Torah, if you toil in Torah, if and you keep the mitzvos, then you'll get all these brachos. That's the pashup shot. And if anyone says that's not the pashup shot, they're wrong. That's the simple pshat. But the Medrash has an additional understanding on these words. Says the Medrash, listen to this Torah's Kohanim. Says the Medrash, Im b'chukosai teilecho milamein she'amako mis'ave she'ye Yisrael amelim b'Torah. Which means, Hashem yearns and desires for us to be amelim b'Torah. Unbelievable. Im doesn't only mean if. Im means almost like when, please, it's like a hope. I hope that you are amelim b'Torah. I hope that you keep the mitzvos, because if and when you do that, there's an incredible reward in store for you. So says the Medrash on this pasuk, which fits in beautifully to what we discussed earlier today, which is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as we know, wants to give us goodness. Hashem is miteva atov lehitiv, like the Ramchal says. Hashem, who is the ultimate good, wants to give over good to us. And so he's not just giving us conditions. If you do this, if you're a good boy, I'll buy you ice cream. No. It's like, here's a better mashal. It's a parent who wants their kid to succeed at something very, very badly. So they don't just say, if you do this, I'll get you that. If you go to sleep nicely for a whole week, I'll take you to the store and buy you a treat. No. They encourage the kid. They say, you know what? It's really good for you. I want you to get the treat so badly. I can't wait for you to have this schar. I want to give this schar so much. So please, please do what's right. In b'chukos ha'atilechu, please, please do what you should do. This morning in the Shir Shel Yom, I want to thank Ty for his phone, if I could only open it up. This morning in the Shir Shel Yom, we have a similar concept. It says in the Shir Shel Yom for Yom Chamishi v'Shabbos, Hashem says the following: Lu ami shomeli. If only the Jews would listen to me. If my nation would listen to me, Yisrael bidrachai yalechu. If only they would walk in my way. Almost like the same words we have in the beginning of the parsha. Kimat oyvei machni. I'll take care of their enemies. I'll just humble them. All those millions of enemies around us, I'll knock them out. I'll totally floor them, surface them. The Atzarei Hashem Yadi, Misanei Hashem Ikach Ashulo. I will give them from the best of the fields, from the flow of honey, I will sustain them. What does it mean, Rabbi Yosei? It means the Ribbono Shel Olam wants to give us. The Ribbono Shel Olam kavyachol is like our coach. A coach, what's the job of a coach? We've had coaches all of us in our lives. A coach says to his players, he encourages them. Because he wants them to succeed, he wants them to win, he wants them to actualize their potential. He doesn't just say, okay, you know, do this play now. No. He'll train them. He'll give them tips, pointers, whatever it takes, because a coach wants the ultimate success of his players. The Ribbono Shel Olam kavyachol is a coach to us. Please do this. This is good, not because of me, because I want to give you tzar. I want you to become the best that you can be. I want to give you so much goodness. So please do what you're supposed to do. There's a Gemara in Brachos that all of you learned on Daf Hey Amud Aleph. It's a beautiful Gemara on a pasuk that we say all the time. The Gemara in Brachos says on Daf Hey Amud Aleph, on these words, you can see it inside. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Zera, smack in the middle of the page, Hey Amud Aleph, V'yitem Rabbi Chanina Bar Papa, Borei, come and see. Hashem is different than man. How? Midas basar adam, adam mocher chefetz. When it comes to mankind, you sell an object. Let's say you sell an iPhone. So you know what? You know what happens? Mocher, I'd say, the one that sold it is sad. You know why? Because he lost his good object. The lokeach sameach. The one who buys it is like, yeah, I got it. I got the deal of the century. I got an iPhone now. Wow, this is amazing. You miss what you sold, usually. And the person that gets it, wow, I got a great deal. Aval HaKadosh Baruch Hu Eino Kein. But not so when it comes to Hashem. Rather, Nasan Lehem Torah Yisrael. Hashem gave us the Torah. V'samach. And he was happy. Shene'emar. As it says in the pasuk, Ki Lekach Tov Nasati Lachem. I gave you the Torah. Torah Si Al Ta'azovu. Don't leave the Torah. You know what? If I sell you an iPhone, do I care if you use it? For all I care, I got my money. You know what? Take it and burn it. Throw it in the floor and smash it to a million pieces. I don't care. The Ribbono Shel Olam says, you know what? I gave you a Torah. Don't abandon it. Don't leave my Torah. You know why? Same idea. Because he loves us. And he wants us to learn the Torah. And he wants us to get the reward to learn the Torah. And so he says, you know what? Please, I love you so much. I want you to succeed so badly. Take the gift that I'm giving you. Learn it. Learn the Torah. Keep the mitzvos. Im b'chuko sati lechu. If only you will walk in my way. If only you will do what I want you to do. I close the following thing. Same idea. There's one more application of it. In the end of the Torah, in Parshas Nitzavim, the Torah says, behold, I gave you today Chaim Tov, Maves and Ra. I gave you life, good, death, and bad. Two choices. Life and death, good and bad. Says the Torah at the end of Parashat Mitzavim, I have one tip for you. What's that tip? Please, Uvacharta b'chayim. Choose life. Choose life. What's the idea? Same idea. The idea is the Ribbono Shel Olam saying, I want to give you schar. I love you. You're my children, Hashem says to us. I want you to get the ultimate tov in this world and the world to come. But here's the plan. Torah is the plan. Mitzvos are the plan. Learn the Torah. Keep the mitzvos. Do what you're supposed to do because I want you so much to have that schar. Morei Rabosai. This is an idea, a machshava idea. What's the takeaway? Takeaway is the following. You know, I don't know how much of us have a coach that we look up to and say, but sometimes even if the coach isn't there, I remember when I was playing ball back in the day, even my coach wasn't watching us during the game, I would still hear in my mind my coach's comments, if they were good ones that I wanted to listen to. And I'd be like, well, you know, I'd hear him talking to me in my head and saying, like, you know, make that pass. Make sure you're looking down below. Make sure you keep being honest on the court, etc. What he was trying to tell me. Because I understood that what he wanted was best for me. Keep in mind, Rabosai, in B'chukos HaGalecha, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, please, I want you to win. I want you to do what's right. I want to give you schar. If we have that in mind, if we realize the Baruch Hu is out for our good, he wants what's best for us, it'll be easier for us to do what's right. It'll be easier for us to make the right decisions. It'll be easier for us to walk in the right ways, and Bez Hashem, to be zocha, to have the unbelievable schar, which is promised to us in this parasha. Have a wonderful Shabbos, Shabbos.
Shkoyach, Kokchiks.